Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much indeed. It was very much appreciated. And I certainly appreciate it again. You gave me a big lift, as I say.
Oh, good
so
stuff.
Thanks again to yourselves and the Metropole Hotel, indeed, the main sponsors and Grand Brewer Credit Union, the award sponsors, and EA's media sponsors. Because sponsorship is very hard nowadays, and I certainly appreciate it very much indeed.
Oh, it's great to hear. It's appreciated. But we want to hear and we want to tell the audience why exactly you've got the award. So you're the chairman of Cork's AUL, and you're the fixture secretary, I believe, on top of all that.
That's correct.
But let's go back to the start, really, Ted, and talk about your early influences in the local football scene.
Yes, well, I played soccer just at school by level with Glasheen. I didn't play a lot of it, really, but I just played. But then I got interested in 1989 and taking over Mayfield United from under 12 up to 18, actually, right through in management. And I must say it was a very, very good period. I had a very good bunch of lads in the team. They would train morning, noon and night. There's no wet, hay, rain or snow, no problem whatsoever, like, you know. And we had a very successful time. We won 5 trophies in that time. We won the Under-16 League, the Under-17 League and Cup, the Under-15 League, first of all, the Under-16 League, the Under-17 League and Cup, and the Under-18 League. That was a very successful time for us. And I also became secretary of Mayfield United in 1991. And I wasn't until I went to the Cork AUL in 1997.
In that case, Ted, it's very much a way of life, isn't it, for you and down through the years?
Well, Ted, it's 25 years of it now, but I was always interested in soccer, even from a very young age, like, you know, right? But it's 25 years of it now being involved in management or secretaries or then with the Cork AUL as chairman and fixture secretary. It is a way of life, Donald. There's no doubt at all about that. And very much a way of life. And my time, I often say I do more with the soccer situation than doing my job. I hope my boss doesn't hear this recording because I'd be in trouble if he does.
Tell me, when did the crossover change from management to the admin there? Where along the way did you make the crossover?
Well, when I joined the Cork AUL in 1997, Tony Fitzgerald was chairman. And when I met Tony, he asked me, would I like to be treasurer? Or assistant treasurer. They were looking for a treasurer soon. I said, no, I want nothing to do with money if I could avoid it and so forth, like, you know.
Mm.
So then he said, I'd appoint you as fixture secretary. Of course, I never knew the amount of work. I heard about fixture secretary, but I didn't know the amount of work. So I don't think I should call Tony Fitzgerald a friend after that because the amount of work is colossal, and it's like, you know. I took over then there, and I was there. Well, at that stage, we had about 135 teams because the youths were involved as well. But since then, since 2005 and 2006, the youths went out jointly, run by the AUL and the Munster Senior League. So the AUL then had about, we had at the moment 85 teams, but going back when it was 135 teams, there's a lot of work, more so now than now really, because you had to do everything in it, like, you know.
Mm.
And I was there from 1997 till 2005. I took a break then from the fixtures because at that time, it was nearly all landline I had, and the pressure was colossal, really. The phone would be going from morning till night, really, no problem, no break at all from it. So I stepped down from the fixture secretary, and I took over as chairman when Tony Fitzgerald moved on in 2005, 2006.
I often think, Ted, that the administration side of things can be a very, very thankless job. And you talk about the time that goes into even just answering calls about fixtures there. Like, what motivates you to stay doing it?
You know, you're right, Lisa. You're 1,000% right, as a matter of fact. And several times in the last couple of years, I had said to myself, I'll give it up, like, you know, because the time is unbelievable. The phone doesn't stop, like, you know. I have a mobile phone, fixtures went out. And I try and do it from 6:30 to 8:00 or 8:30, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, all day Saturday and Sunday. But it still comes to and I stop and mail the phone to one and so forth. Like, you know, it is a thankless job and you get a lot of abuse in it. There is no doubt at all about that. No, 95% of the people are excellent, like in every position, but there's about 5 or 6% there that will just make your life very, very difficult. But I like doing it, but it can get you down. And as I said, the week I got the phone call from Sean O'Sullivan, which I was really appreciated getting. Everything seemed to be going wrong that week. Not myself, I was making everything right, but clubs were phoning. It was the most difficult year I found to start the season off. We were just starting that weekend and there were phone calls coming in. Everything was wrong. Clubs had no managers, they had no teams, they had no this. It was a very difficult start to it. And on the Thursday night, really, I was saying to myself, well, I packed this up, and all of a sudden the phone rang then from Sean O'Sullivan telling me I was getting the award, and that gave me a big lift, you know. But yes, it is difficult, Lisa, and very difficult. And it's a job, I don't know, can you even call it a job? Nearly 24/7, actually. I'm at it every, my family would tell you I'm at it every day of the week, non-stop, night or day. Any spare time I have is put in to the Cork GAA well. There's no doubt about that.
It's nice to hear that the award makes you realise the benefits of doing it. But let me ask you for a positive out of, or maybe a highlight for you in your time with the AUL and all this time with the local soccer scene.
Well, I suppose the highlight with the Cork AUL, I suppose, well, there's a lot of highlights, I suppose, in one way. Well, doing your job successfully is this highlight enough to me, like, you know, right? Oh. Once you do it, and I'm successful at doing it, and I see teams winning honours and so forth. Certainly, the Cork AUL, about 5-6 years ago, they won the Oscar Traynor Trophy. They hadn't won for 43 years when I was chairman when they won that, which was a nice honour to get, and so forth, like, to win it then. But I suppose it's highlights are doing, as far as I'm concerned, at least, the highlights are doing my job successful, getting everything right, and make sure. I would be the type of person, anybody who knows me, Lisa, would know, would tell you that I would be very conscientious. Some people say I'm too conscientious, got to take it so serious altogether, like, you know, right? But that's the way I am, and at the sort of my life, Lisa, I can't see myself changing now at that, you know?
Well, come here, Lo, sounds like you're doing a good job anyway. And tell me, Ted, in your time as well, how do you think the AUL has progressed over the years, and as the grassroots of Irish football and domestic football, how do you think, you know, it's built for the better, maybe?
Oh, yes, the AUL. You see, what we all like, Lisa, is I'd love to say to you today on the phone here now, that the AUL, every team in the AUL have excellent facilities and dressing rooms and showers and so forth. And years ago, we tried to bring that in with them, try and get them to bring it up, develop it, dressing rooms and so forth. But improvement has come there. There's not a doubt about that. There's no doubt. Teams have improved their facilities and so forth. But we're in a very difficult climate at the moment with the situation in the country with unemployment and so forth. Like, and it's very hard for clubs to do that. Some clubs are really struggling there. And as far as I'm concerned, my number one priority is promoting football and making sure that clubs are looked after and that they're there to play football. We would all love to have everything 100%, but you can't. But it has improved down through the years. There's no doubt at all about that. You go around to grounds and visit, go to matches every week, 2 or 3 matches nearly every weekend, I'd be at, and you'd see the facilities that are there that have improved down through the years. And they are still trying to do it. Clubs are still improving. But it is a very difficult time at the moment with the unemployment situation. And the worrying thing at the moment, Lisa, is that immigration and so forth, that is a major worry.
That's what's
at the moment.
Hitting teams, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, as I said while ago to you, so I got so many phone calls last week, just before we started our season, or two weeks ago, I should say, that it was frightening. We have no manager, we have no teams, we have only 4 players, we have only 3 players for next year. There are 2 very prominent clubs in Cork at the moment, in the Cork AUL, that I'm holding tough for, and I have given them a break for a couple of weeks to see can they come get teams get sorted locally. We don't want to lose them, and they don't want to go either, but they're finding it very difficult. But thanks be to God, I got a phone call the other night from one of them, said that they will be okay if I give them another couple of weeks. I've put them out of 1 or 2 tournaments just to help out the situation, and we would take them in because we don't want to lose anybody. But it is getting harder that way, and I think the employment situation is affecting, and there's no doubt at all about that.